bites from the rock that we ate. Ones we love, ones we hate. Some are good, some are great. One meat, two sides, hot sauce. We're your guides, Rob, Andy, and Randy, and sometimes a guest.
Welcome to Talking Trash, a Rochester-based food podcast where you rate and review local and national food favorites. I'm Rob.
I'm Randy.
And I'm Andy. And we went up to Charlotte Beach to sample the wing offerings of Wind Jammers, or as I like to call it, Wing Jammers. Get it?
Oh, yeah, because they serve wings.
Because they're known for their wings.
Yeah, and you know, we chose Wing Jammers because on all the lists, it's probably mentioned more than almost any other place as being like the Rochester wing place to go to. So that was behind our decision, and we're kind of nearing the end of Wing Month.
Which has been about a year.
Months. But we're getting there. We're getting to the end.
Yeah, Randy, you are a Rochester native. Rob and I are transplants from the land of wings. Wing Jammers, is this the place? Is this one of the top places?
Yeah, when you talk to people around here, it is. I go with my coworkers quite a bit, so I've been there a lot. But I would say they're known, and we'll get into this more, they're known for their variety of wings. And we can talk about how many there were, but there are quite a few varieties on there.
Do you think the top two answers, you think the main answer is Jeremiah's and the locals' answer is Wind Jammers?
I would actually agree with that, yes.
That would be my theory. Like, that would be like the Duff's Anchor Bar would be like your Jeremiah's in Buffalo, and then the locals would be like, no, it's the 9/11 Tavern or Adolph's, like the more kind of local places.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right.
And then there is, yeah, as far as the most common, I think you're total. And then there's always those randoms that people just, on that list, everybody's just throwing out some random place right. You've never, ever heard of.
The Marks near my house or whatever. Yeah. Like, they could be good. We're not going to do Marks on the podcast.
Yeah. So, yeah, we're just slamming wings and enjoying spring. So, want to catch up on some recent events. It's been a little while. It's been a while since we've recorded an ep, so we've got a lot to share.
Randy and I were kind of like typing. We got distracted for a second there when you said slamming wings and enjoying spring. Was that something you'd been workshopping all day?
That was totally spontaneous. Just spontaneous killer joke.
All right, so let's catch up. Well, one big thing that occurred recently that we all went to was our annual Comfy Crawl, which is our fundraiser bar crawl that we do. And a huge shout out to several, maybe two, listeners of the pod. We had a whole group of your guys' buddies from Geneseo come up and visit specifically for the Comfy Crawl, made a weekend out of it, partied their butts off, had a great time. So thank you to all you ladies who came up and joined us for the crawl.
Specifically Heather.
Heather is a definite listener.
She's folding clothes and listening right now.
I didn't want to overstep and be like, they all listen, because I'm like, I think it's just Heather, but I also don't want to make it sound like it's just one person.
I feel like Daniela maybe sometimes
listens. Throw shout outs to Daniela, Heidi, Kaylee, Nicole. I don't know. Who else?
Nicole doesn't definitely. She doesn't even know this exists.
True.
Yeah.
But the Comfy Crawl was awesome. Rob's wearing a full sweatsuit right now. We raised a ton of money for charity, over $7,000. And yeah, looking forward to doing it again, and hopefully it becomes, you know, an annual or a biannual event for the ladies to come up and have a good time. It was a blast.
And actually, we did sample some wings on the crawl. Randy ordered some at
Oxford's.
And they were,
I believe Rob did eat a few of those. He told me about it.
I did. I had a few of those.
Were they really for everybody. Hot or something? They were for everybody.
They were spicy.
Yeah, they definitely had a kick to them.
So I had one, and then I saw you just staring at me, trying to gauge my reaction. You're like, and? I'm like, yeah, they're pretty spicy. And like, yeah, I think you were waiting for my head to explode or something. But they were spicy in a very good way. Though.
I was offered a lot of like bar food and finger foods at Oxford's, and I don't know why I passed. I was like, I don't want to commit to sitting down and getting messy or something like that. And my gosh, I regretted passing on I should have just eaten everything I was offered.
I think I ate everything that was offered to me and to you, because I was just like a scavenger that day. I don't think I didn't. I just was noshing on tons of crappy bar food
just
all
in
day.
My wake.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, how about you, Rob? Oh, sure.
Oh, I don't know. The Nachos are all from.
We ended up, we thought, my wife and I thought like seven people were coming back to our house afterwards. We all were like going to go get Taco Bell or something and watch TV. And only one person ended up coming, but we ordered food for like 10 people from Taco Bell. So we had this enormous Taco Bell order, and me and Christy and Heidi ate like 70% of it. It was amazing. We had way too much food. We ended up having leftovers, but we got to eat that the next day. It was great. It was fun.
I have a question for you guys. Have you been wearing the same sweatsuits for every single one?
I have my original, yeah.
I have. I bought this suit, but it's not quite comf.
Regulation.
Yeah, qualified for the comf.
Yeah, so I wear mine too, and I think it's time for a new one because it is the most uncomfortable sweatshirt that I wear now because I've washed it so many times.
Plain sweatsuits, as Rob is showing off, are like in fashion now, like in that they, you know, you could get things like matching sets, or that's what like cool people call them. And then just like celebrities just like wear plain sweatsuits, matching colors. And it took like 15 years for this to be in fashion. And we were already 10 years after the trend when we started, or 20 years. But now like you can just buy it. Like Rob got this at Costco and he's like, it's so comfortable. It's I'm going back.
I bought two full sets because they're that comfortable. Like two pairs of sweatpants, two pairs of sweatshirt. The sweat, it's like part spandex, so it's like really stretchy. The only, so, and there's like, you know, $16 for each sweatshirt, like, and bottom.
When you have little kids, maybe it was a specific era or not, but like you could go to Target and they had this brand of clothing called Garanimals, and everything matched.
Yeah.
No matter what top or bottom you put together, there's just like a base of like, you know, blues and greens that matched with everything for the boys and like whatever, there's different colors. And but everything would match, and that was the whole point, because it's like you just don't have to think about anything if you buy all these clothes. That's basically what you're doing, because you can just wear like gray with blue and blue with gray. You're wearing adult Garanimals.
I'm adult Garanimaling it. This is my summer of adult Garanimals, I think.
Can I see like the inside, like from the bottom or something, or just feel it? Oh yeah, that is actually really nice. It's not like the furry kind either. It's just,
it's almost like a terry cloth on the inside. Do you see how it has that like little, that little pattern on the inside? And so I've been searching for like good sweats. So I have, you know, I get home from work, I immediately put on sweats the second I get home. And the sweatpants that I wear, I have like two or three pairs. I wear, you know, one, you know, I just basically cycle through them, and I've had them for like over 10 years, and they're just the same sweatpants I wear all the time. And so I've been just waiting to get a new pair because they're kind of getting a little ratty. And when I saw these, I was like, oh, I'll check them out. So I got the matching gray top and bottom, the black bottom, but then a really cool blue top that you could probably wear with like jeans or khakis to work on a Friday. Like it actually like looks nice. So they're super stretchy. The only negative, and it's a very minor negative that probably wouldn't apply to almost anyone, I hang dry all my stuff, and for whatever reason, like the way this material's structured, it takes a long time to dry, longer than any other clothing I have. So
because it's so comfortable,
It just doesn't want to release the water, you know. But you throw it in the dryer, it's sturdy, part spandex, part polyester, part cotton. Great deal, champion brand.
I think as the comf missioner, as the head of the Comfy Crawl, I have to wear the red one until it falls apart, until I can no longer wear it.
And I feel like I like wearing the same one that I've always been wearing too, but
it's only one day. Like, keep it for that one day, just don't wear it.
But it's like in life, shirt I wear for my school photos, I wear it once a year. I wear the same one. I've been wearing it for 18 years.
That's great. I know there's like that trend idea, like people show their ID badge and it's like the same shirt an entire career.
It started so long ago, it was like
pre
like memes, really, you know. It was like 2008 when I accidentally wore the same shirt 2 years in a row that were different patterns, different colors. I bought them like two for $20 at American Eagle in like high school, and I still had them in my job, and I wore them 2 years in a row. I was like, oh, that's funny. And I just wore the green. I've been wearing the green and white one every year ever since, and it's a big joke at school. And one year I forgot it, and my principal's like, "You have to go home and get it." It
was very funny. I love that.
Yeah. So that, yeah, this was Fashion Corner. I hope everyone enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We'll do it once a year after the Comfy Crawl.
But I, you know, so I only wear my Comfy Crawl suit.
Oh, Fashion Corner is extending.
We're back.
To kind of a plug, too, actually, for Costco.
I only wear it on Comfy Crawl Day, so I just know I'm going to have one day of not actually being that comfortable, truly, because it's almost like, it's like if cotton was made of cardboard, because it's just so old.
It's like an old towel when you go back to visit your family at home.
Defeats the purpose of the comfy scratchy part of the crawl.
But I just wear it on that one day. I hang it up for the year and bust out once a year. Mm-hmm. But this, if you go there right now, and actually, for all of our female listeners, a lot of the reviews on the Costco website are from women, even though they're like a men's sweatpants, that like bought the men's sweatpants and they really like them better than a woman's sweatpants. So anybody can check them out.
Sweatpants are for everyone. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And they're super stretchy. Like they're great.
Now Fashion Corner has ended.
Wait. Okay. Yes.
Okay. Back to the ketchup. Mm-hmm. I just made dinner tonight. And you guys know I'm a real French dip hound, the sandwich. And so we have this recipe that we've always liked. It's actually a Rachel Ray recipe for the French dip. If you just Google Rachel Ray French dip, very easy, quick meal you can make. Just need like deli roast beef and sub rolls and a shallot. And that's basically it. Maybe you need like a can of Campbell's beef consomme or something. Anyways, it's great. Makes really good sandwiches. Very easily, too. So on St. Patrick's Day, we made corned beef hash, and then we had this, like, we had enough corned beef for like a family of eight. So we saved half of it, and we're like, oh, I've seen this other version of French dips that you can make in the crock pot where you sear the meat, then you throw it in the crock pot with some beef broth, and you, in the skillet that you seared the beef in, you throw in your shallot or onions. And a little au jus packet and some Worcestershire, and whatever. You mix it all up. Then you throw everything in the crock pot for like 6 to 8 hours. So I was like, okay, it's a French dip off. So we made that today, made our rolls the same way they always make them. And everyone in the family weighed in. And I myself prefer the Rachel Ray. My wife said Rachel Ray. But my kids at first both liked this new one. But then when they heard us say we like the other one, they switched their votes. So I don't really know what their actual vote was. So either this was a 50-50 or a Rachel Ray sweep. I think the Rachel Ray one is better because you're using like sliced thin cut roast beef. It's like kind of melt in your mouth. Whereas we were using like a corned beef, like it was just kind of shredding into strips. You know how the consistency of that, like a pastrami almost.
But it also probably tasted different because corned beef does have a distinctive flavor. Yeah,
it wasn't like flavor, right? It wasn't seasoned though, like corned beef. It was just the meat, which is whatever cut of meat that it was. It was unseasoned. We didn't like cook it in any way beforehand. So I don't know. This is kind of interesting. Have you guys seen that French dip place in New York? Have we talked about this? Salt Hanks. Mm-hmm. I think he's like some sort of food influencer, but he opened up a restaurant. And all they do is make French dips, and they bake their own bread. They use the best meat. They put like caramelized onion on it. This is something you guys should look up. There's, you know, people go and wait in line, and then you see these sandwiches. They look incredible.
Sweet.
Look, Randy might be looking it up right now. I am, right?
Yep, I'm looking it up.
Rob, catch us up. What's been up with you? Any French dip variations in your life?
No French dip variations going on over here. I have been running lately because I separated my shoulder playing hockey, which was pretty fun. And so it was a grade 2 separation, which means your ligaments are, you know, torn. Two of them are torn, but not like a sheer tear. It's more like just kind of like it's still intact, but like just shreds of tendon like are hanging around.
Like your shoulder's made of pastrami.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's almost like a Rachel Ray cut.
I was going to make a joke saying Max and Teddy are in second grade, and then that you said shredded. So I was like, okay, that's funnier.
And so I was able to start running without a lot of pain. So I was like, you know what? A couple of my coworkers were doing a half marathon, so I decided to sign up for one as well. And it's been it's been pretty cool because it gives you, you know, it's given me a goal. And friends of the pod, Kaylee and Heather, are both, you know, former collegiate runners. And so they've been invaluable with giving me advice about like fueling and hydration and just kind of what to expect with times and stuff. So that's been super helpful. So thank you to you two. One funny thing too is that I'm on that app Strava, and it's kind of like a social media for running. And our friend Brasky, like, is also a big time runner. Like, he's way faster than I
am. Shout out to Brasky.
Shout out to Brasky.
Never heard of the podcast.
Doesn't even know we have a podcast either, but he has given me kudos on my runs, and I'll give him kudos on his, which is cool. But one funny thing about Strava is that, you know, it knows where you're running, and it'll give you like local legend status for running certain streets. Because if like you run a certain length of a street more than anyone else, you become like the local, like you've ran this hill more than anyone else ever. And so I got an email the other day and it's like, uh-oh, you're not the local legend anymore. You just lost the title of local legend on Winton to Shelford Hill. It's just this hill between two streets. It's like, and then it gives me this woman's name and it's like, her 9 efforts set the new bar for the most attempts completed on that segment in the past 90 days. Time for you to get back out there. And so part of me wanted to just like one day just go over there and just run up and down that hill like 30 times all at once just to take it back from Lynn. But I probably won't do
that. Hide in the bushes and attack her.
I did run it up. I did run it twice today though. So we'll see.
You are kind of doing it.
I'm kind of working my way back.
Yeah, he jokes, but it's happening.
So yeah, so that's been a lot of fun, and it's been kind of a cool thing to kind of get into. And
if you're running near the hill, of course you would go do it. Right. I wouldn't. Yeah, I don't blame you at all. This is, you got to get it back.
Well, today I had to do like 6 miles, and instead of doing just one big 6 mile loop, I'm like, maybe I'll do 2 smaller loops and run the hill twice.
Oh, is that Shelford Hill?
Oh, it's also known to no one as Shelford Hill, like at all, like in the world. It's just like two roads
in front of the Quickie Mart or whatever.
Yeah, it's just so funny.
It's a very Rob thing that, like, in a year we're gonna come back and you have this huge
plaque.
Well, you've had this huge competition between you and Lynn for a full year. You've never met her, but you keep going.
She
back
has
and
no
forth
clue.
No,
she doesn't even pay attention to Strava. She
said, did I research Lynn online? Yeah, okay, I did. I think she's a lawyer or something.
Good, so, research.
Yeah.
Or something.
So, yeah. So, that's what's going on with me over here. Randy?
Any local turf battles for you, Randy?
No local turf battles. I went to Forno Tony's yesterday. It was delicious. First time there. Rob and I talked about it yesterday, too, because you went this week also.
I went on Thursday. It was amazing.
I've never been.
So, on Friday, probably around, I don't even know what time, 1:30, the line was out the door. Moved pretty quickly, though. They have a ton of pizza. None of it's labeled, so you just look at what slices you want, and without the names, assume you know what the toppings are and take it, which I kind of like, actually. So I got a pesto mozzarella one. And
I think.
Cheese. I think. I've actually haven't tasted it yet either. It's still in my fridge. And a cheese one. And I tried their gelato. It was the special one this week. Was like Italian donut, I think it was called.
Ooh.
It was so good. It was delicious.
We must have talked about that. You guys must have talked about that with Christy when we saw each other recently, because she went and got coffee this morning and went to, she's been on a big like fancy coffee kick. She went to Luigi's in East Rochester. I had never heard of it. But they had stuff from Butterjoy. They had stuff from somewhere else. They had all these different pastries. And she ended up with 2 of those. They weren't the exact model of like Maritozzi or whatever, the photo you sent. But they're like the big puffy donuts with like some of them have cream fillings. She had one that was kind of like an almond with custard filling, and then another one that was like strawberry shortcake. And the dough was kind of pink, and it had fresh strawberries and this really light strawberry cream. And it looked a lot like those. So I'm sure it was something similar. And they're fantastic. But you went to Forno Tony, Rob.
Yeah, and it was funny. So I got way too much food, and I got a bunch of pastries, and it, same thing as kind of Randy, but I went on a Thursday, so it wasn't really that crowded. There was no line, so I was able to kind of take my time and not feel super rushed. And it was funny, like, I pointed to, like, just a, so I did a similar, like, a pesto one, and another one that, like, almost looked like a pesto, but it was, like, a reddish pesto. I don't really know, maybe it was, like, roasted red peppers or something like that. But then I was going to get a regular...
Oh, pasta sauce.
Yes. And then I pointed to like this, just because again, I didn't know what to get. So I'm like, oh, what about this, you know, pizza over here? It was just a basic cheese pizza. And he like looks and he goes, maybe this one. And he points at like a totally different one, but that was like square. I'm like, is that one better? He's like, yeah, you want this one? I'm like, okay, yeah, I'll go with that one. So that was super helpful. And yeah, I'm absolutely going back. The food was incredible. The pastries were incredible. I got these.
They just open during the day? Or could I go like after work?
I almost feel like it was open till 5 when I looked at the hours.
Probably picked over.
But it's only a few days. It's only like maybe 3 or 4 days.
Thursday to Saturday or Sunday or something. Yeah, they do have some limited hours. But I remember when they first opened, they were at, there was like an Italian restaurant on kind of East and Winton. And they were there just trialing, almost like a pop-up. And it was like the traffic that they were causing was so extreme that they had to be like, you can't come in here anymore. Like, it's just too much. So they had to get their own place. But
so my mom is really good friends with the two brothers, their mom. And I had met the brothers like 25 years ago, probably.
Get them on the pod. Yeah. We've never had an actual food guest.
So I'm in line. Their mom knows me. So she came out. We're talking for a minute. She's like, do you remember? I think their names are Billy and Ryan. She's like, do you remember Billy? And he's like way in the back near where the pizza ovens are. And she's like, Billy, it's Randy. And he looks up. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, I remember you got hit by that firecracker. And like in the whole star's like, yeah, that was me. That was me.
Cried in Peter Pants. You're like, dude, come on.
And then his brother Ryan did the same thing, like really loud when I was up there. He's like, you got hit by the firecracker, right? It's like, yes, well, that's what you guys remember.
Good to I didn't see you him too. In
so
long.
So it looks like, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 9 to 5. So yeah, you can get out there, you know. After
I'd
work,
or just do a Saturday and wait in line.
Early Saturday,
ready to get the goods.
Totally worth it. Delicious food. It was actually going to be my plug, but you know, I guess we'll
still plug.
Too late, but I would plug it.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Enough about all this catching up. Maybe we should start catching up on these wings, huh,
wing
guys?
Wing jammers.
I looked up their menu because I was writing down like what we ordered, and you know how like. The website will say a bunch of gibberish, and then like the tab will say something like, you know, like Jeremiah's menu or whatever. The one for Windjammers just says Jams 2025 summer menu. I like jams. That's cool. Is that what cool people call Windjammers?
I've never heard.
I thought cool people called it
Wing jammers. Yeah.
I'm starting to realize maybe just people who don't know better probably call it Windjammers because they think that they serve wings. Jams. All right.
I've heard jammers. We call it jammers sometimes.
So we, Rob and I and Pat went to Windjammers 6 months ago or something. And that was the week where you went to Windjammers like 3 times. And you also went with Randy that same week with a bunch of the people from the Comfy Crawl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we've been there twice in the past year. And this is, you know, one of the places. And it's up by Charlotte Beach. I feel like if you live in Rochester, you've probably heard of it or know where it is, or maybe even have been there because it's kind of a famous wing joint. If you are a big dumb idiot like me who loves wings, then you've probably been there. But yeah, they've got quite a selection, and it's really interesting. They've got 7 different dry rubs, dry seasoned, they call them. They have probably 10 to 12 saucy wings. And they're kind of all over the place. And then they're sort of known for these, Randy, you said like they're kind of known for having wild and wacky flavors, right?
Yeah, a ton of different flavors too.
Because then they have a bunch of fruit flavors too. They have 5 of them and they're very interesting. So we ordered this time around 4, you can get orders of 6 there, which is kind of cool. 4 orders of 6 and we each had a couple of each. We got medium. They're like buffalo medium. We got the harbor, which is a dry rub. Garlic pepper, which it says on the menu, try garlic pepper Cajun or garlic pepper Parm. You can also get those both mild or hot. So there's just a lot of verbiage. It's like the West Coast offense. It's crazy. There's like a lot going on every play here. And then we got the blueberry. And again, you can order those mild or hot. So we ended up buffalo hot, I think we got garlic pepper Parm mild, blueberry mild, and we got the harbor dry rub. Let's start with the Harbor Dry Rub. It says, our original savory dry rub. Rob, what'd you think of the dry rub?
So I think Randy and I actually were talking about this one. It, you know, it tastes like when growing up, my dad would make like just grilled chicken, you know, and he would just throw spices on the chicken and throw it on the grill in a good way. Like it was, it had nice seasoning, salt, pepper. It, beyond that, I couldn't taste a ton of different flavors. It was kind of just like a very good, flavorful piece of chicken.
Randy, thoughts?
Yeah, so I said it was perfectly crispy for me, delicious. It like fried chicken. Yeah, it tasted like fried chicken that was seasoned real well. I'll say that the Harbor seasoning you can taste better when you get it on fries. So a lot of times we'll order Harbor fries. But I still think it was awesome. It was just such a good wing.
Yeah, I had two of those wings, and I don't know. It tasted really plain to me. I don't know if I was looking for more or mine just kind of fell off or whatever, but I just thought it was boring. It was very well cooked. I thought it tasted like fried chicken. I agree, but
I was saying grilled chicken, which grilled chicken's also not the most
right. But fun, you know, chicken. I would have rather had a well grilled chicken breast, I think, than that, because it would have been juicier probably. So that of the wings we had there, that was my least favorite.
Well, I did say kind of nondescript, but good salt flavor.
I'm not criticizing your review and all. I'm just saying for me, I ended up just ripping chunks of it off.
Talented food podcaster over here. Come on, man.
Dipping it in other sauces. So I had the one. I'm like, I get it. And then the second one, I was like, let me just dip this in other sauces to get a better taste.
I wouldn't order it again.
Yeah. I thought it was kind of, I guess I'd rather... Yeah, maybe get like they have lemon pepper or Northwest, like Cajun.
We tried that
with
one
a hint
before.
Of lime.
I think that was good, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it's a death knell against this place or anything, but it's just kind of boring.
This is like their...
I need to be wowed.
This is like their take on their own seasoning kind of thing, I think. Yeah, our original savory dry rub. So you can get Harbor flavored other stuff, but that's like their Windjammer flavor. Mm.
Swing right. And a miss.
Do you want to move on to Buffalo Hot?
Yeah, we'll just go right down the Jams 2025 playlist.
So I'll start here. Buffalo is a flavor that I never get when I go to Windjammers. I think it is, and you guys obviously will give your own opinion, but it's kind of well known that that's not what they're known for, Buffalo. I said the wing is a good size wing. It was meaty. It tastes good, but I couldn't taste. There's no hot to it at all. I didn't think there was any kick to it. Not my favorite buffalo sauce. Definitely forgettable. Like I probably won't even remember what it tasted like in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I thought it was just one of those buffalo sauces that ended up being mostly just grease. When you could get in there with your Harbor chunk of Harbor meat that you wanted to try other sauces with, I took like the little fry boat that it was served in and I tipped it like 30 degrees. So all the grease went down in one corner and then like all the spices and the flavor stayed up in the top corner. And when I scooped that, it tasted really good. But this was like there was a quarter inch of grease in the bottom of this thing. And so this is something I complain about a lot. And my last working theory was like, why does this happen, right? Why do some wings? So I Googled it. And there's like six different possible reasons, according to the Google AI overview.
I have a theory.
Low frying temperature. If oil is not kept at a certain temperature range, the skin remains soggy and absorbs too much oil, and then it comes out.
But they're crispy.
Failed fat rendering. If wings aren't cooked long enough or at a high enough heat, the fat underneath doesn't melt away. Moisture levels, wet wings prevent crisping, failing to dry the wings with paper towels or not leaving them uncovered, results in moisture holding in grease. Overcrowded fryer could be a possibility, a place that's known for their wings. Too many wings in the pot drops the temperature too quickly, soggy, oily wings. And then sauce application, applying sauce immediately while the wings are still boiling hot. This was my theory.
That's what I think is happening.
Because it just there's no wait time, and then they're still dripping with all the grease.
Yeah, I think that they're taking the basket, throwing it right in the sauce, and so all that oil comes from the fryer.
And it doesn't stick.
The issue is
slippery.
When I was working at the Big L, and we would make sauce. Like, the sauce was always like a cohesive sauce. And this is almost like a broken sauce. Like, if you're trying to like make like a mayo or literally anything, and the sauce just doesn't come together and isn't cohesive. That's kind of what all their sauces really were like. And I'm a huge medium fan. That's like my go-to sauce in general. And these really, like, half of them were dry. You had to dip them yourself because they really weren't tossed properly. I thought it was okay, but it was almost more, for me, I said almost more of a Cajun than a classic buffalo. Like, when I eat, you know, wings, even out here in Rochester, you get that buffalo flavor, and it just brings back all the nostalgia of getting a good medium buffalo wing back home growing up. And this just didn't do it for me on this
one. And if it's so greasy that every bite's inconsistent, or like the flavor part of the sauce is just gone, like, that's just bad. That's just a bad wing.
I feel so proud of this podcast. I feel like we actually sounded like a real food podcast there. Like, Andy, you're talking about like almost scientific, like,
that ways I got to from Google.
I'm like learning things about wings. I'm like, this is great. We're actually like a real
podcast.
Yeah, I wish
that like we had, I mean, Rob's line cooking experience is from like a long time ago. I wish we had someone who like worked. Like, I kind of wish we, spoiler alert, we also went to Romig's that night. That's our next episode. But that guy was like cooking wings right at the bar. I was like, I should have just asked that guy, because there's the sauce stuck perfectly. And I was like, how did it come? Because I'm sure he's cooked wings where it's come out the other way, and he's learned, or someone told him. Like, how come, you know? And we have our theories, but I wish we had like true answers.
Somebody that actually knew about it.
Yeah.
Should we move on to the garlic pepper parm?
Yes.
Yep.
I liked it. I said it was really good. I go, basically just the flavors listed, garlic, pepper, and parm. A little bit buttery. And the first wing I had a lot of Parmesan cheese on it, which made it really good. That was awesome.
This had a visual amount of seasoning on it that I wish the dry rub had. And I think the dry rub, so do they dry rub that beforehand and then some bunch of it falls off in the fryer? Or do they shake it on after while it's still greasy and you That's hope it question. Sticks? So I don't know how that works, but this, because there was a little bit of sauce, it must have been like a little ladle of buffalo sauce in there or something, just to get this stuff to hold. There was huge chunks of stuff that was like big pepper hunks, and Parmesan was stuck all over it. I thought this was the second best wing we had, and it was very good.
I usually won't order by myself garlic parm wings. This was by far the best one I think I've ever had. Based on same thing you guys have said, there's so much seasoning on it, so much parm. I've never seen a wing with that much parm on it. It was almost like they just dumped some, like,
the buffalo garlic parm at the Richmond. Do you ever have those?
No.
It was the Doughboys guys when they did.
Yeah.
They would just shave like a whole block of parm on them. I was like, this is crazy. That's the only one.
I didn't love their wings, but
yeah. Those were amazing.
We haven't done Richmond's, have we?
Because they left. Well, the Richmond still does make wings. Right? We haven't, I mean, that's a different podcast, but I think the wings for me were not cooked enough. They weren't crispy enough, and they were like huge. So it was kind of like just eating this big, fatty piece of that juicy chicken, but I want it crisp.
Always been, that is on the list that I guess we never really talked about. Continue, Randy.
Well, these were perfectly cooked for me.
See, the Richmond, I think, is a good one. I think we should do that.
Well, I guess we have seven more.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Randy.
It's okay. I couldn't tell if it was a dry rub or not. So kind of what you were saying, Andy, like, it felt like there was enough liquid on there for things to stick, but it wasn't like saucy, really.
Yeah. I never really thought of it as like a version of garlic parm, even though it's right in the name. Mm-hmm. I always, because it says garlic pepper and says try garlic pepper parm. That makes a lot of sense that, like, oh, it's like garlic parm, but with a little extra kick from the pepper. Mm-hmm. And, like, there was so much seasoning on there that it was, like, gritty in a good way. Like, you get it, you're feeling that crunch of the flavor. And I didn't get any of that in the dry rub.
Yeah, it was great.
All right. And then the last one.
Drum roll for
the Belle of the Ball. The Blueberry Mild. I wrote fantastic dry rub, which was, like, sugar and pepper or something. Like, it was like a mix. It was like sweet and salty. And then this was a funny one because they must have put a ton of sauce in here because you could see in the little fry boat that there was like a greenish bluish sauce mixing with like orange grease. And there was enough sauce that it offset the grease. It was like a better...
It's like a pool of magma.
Yeah, maybe they sauced these last or something. Like, so they had a couple extra seconds to like drip dry or something in the bucket. Basket, I guess I should say. These were fantastic. I gave these like a straight up 9 out of 10. These were the best wings I had at Windjammers ever.
Yeah, I wrote insane. I don't know how they make it sweet and so good because I wouldn't expect like... something that sweet to go well with a wing. I said it's a probably for me the most perfect blueberry sauce they would figure out how to put on a wing. It's very saucy. I always
had you ever imagined that before?
So when I think about the blueberry, so I said very saucy. I always forget how saucy it is, and I've only had it a couple times, and I always just imagine. I'm like, I can't believe it was as good as I like people say it was. I remember eating it and think it was great. But this was delicious. This is a thicker sauce. It was, I'm with you, Andy. It was so good.
Probably the second best wing I've ever had at Windjammers was the time we went last time, and it was also the fruit. It was like, did we get peach, Rob?
I think we did get peach because I had gotten blueberry the day before.
Peach was awesome. And then when we went, Pat, friend of the show, Pat went with his family. Shout out Pat, Ben, Clara, Jamie. They met us out at Windjammers, and Pat got cherry. So I gave mm-hmm. him... a blueberry or something, and we swapped, and I had a cherry, and that was also the second best wing I had at this visit. So the fruit flavors, I mean, I don't think you can get all fruit, but I would say definitely get, I would, if I went again, I'd get like two fruits and one regular, and it would not be buffalo.
And I would say if you've never gotten a fruit before, blueberries like their go-to. That's the one that people usually talk about. That's what they're known for. Yeah.
Rob, what'd you think of the bloobs?
I thought it was awesome. I kind of echo everything you guys just said about it. I said, the best. The sauce has all these different residues all intermingling. I said there's kind of a deeper flavor, but also like a lighter flavor mixed in. They were excellent. I would highly recommend that if you go there to check those out.
All right. Well, that sums it up for Wind or Windjammers, although I think I'm going to retire the Windjammers joke because... if you can't crush a buffalo medium, I think you're just Windjammers. But I would still go. I think it's a place with a reputation. It's a cool location. You can get orders of 6, so you can try a bunch of wings. Even if you're in as a group of 6 people, you can buy a bunch of those sixers. They also have a $2 beer shelf. Mm-hmm. So whatever they have like extras of or are running out of or is old, like when we were there, they had the Genesee Orange Citrus Pils beers for $2. It was great. So,
and they have a $3 beer shelf if you want something a little fancier.
Whoa.
And they used to have one, two,
I'm more of a
$2
man.
They used to have 1, 2, and 3. So I think they might have 2, 3, 4 now.
I always just thought they had a 1 and then that switched to 2. So see, Randy goes there a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cool thing about Windjammers, not only do they have the $2 beers, it's also, I did the math, of the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 places we've reviewed or are about to review, cheapest wings per wing. I've been checking the prices on orders of 10 and 12 wings, whatever people offer, and theirs is $1.46 per wing, which is the cheapest, and the next closest were OK Beer Company, Tryon Tavern, and Merchants were $1.50. Everyone else was over $1.60 per wing. So good deal on wings, mm-hmm. good deal on drinks, and the fruits are, go try the fruits. Try whatever you want, obviously, but like the fruit ones are the real stars. Any other closing thoughts here, gentlemen? Should we rate it?
Let's do it.
All right. I gave the blueberry a 9, the dry a 6.5, the buffalo hot a 7.5, and the garlic pepper parm an 8.5. So mine's about an 8 overall. I think I'm the only one who pre-rated all the wings, but I'm giving it an 8 overall.
Randy?
I'm so biased. I should actually recuse myself from
It's
this
okay
one.
To be biased. I'm biased to Murph's, and it got a really high rating from me.
I would agree 100% with you guys on the buffalo. My go-to is usually Sweet Canadian. So if you're listening and you want to try another wing, that's my favorite one here. I don't think any of the ones we had were as good as Sweet Canadian, but the blueberry was right there. I'm going to go 9 because I think that blueberry actually for me was like a 9.5. The other two were right around 9, but the buffalo, it's tough. The buffalo brings it down a little bit for me. It was probably one of my least favorite buffaloes we've had, so I'm going 9.
I think those two wings lowered my score a bit, but still, that, like you said, that the blueberry pulls it way up, and the garlic pepper parm was good. So we're still an 8 and a 9's in pretty good territory, considering the overall scores in this ranking.
And if I take into account how well they were cooked, like I thought they were, except for the buffalo, they were all very crispy, juicy, like everything.
Yeah, they were perfect. All well cooked.
Yeah, really good.
Why they were all greasy, still a mystery to me, but we have 5 theories.
I also think this was one of the worst outings I've ever had there. I've had way better experiences there. The day that we went before the day that Andy and I went with Pat...
I hope everyone's following along. Get your calendars
the day,
out.
So when I said the day that we went, I was pointing at Randy.
Yeah.
So the first time I went there with Randy and our crew...
We got how many wings? How many wings did we get?
A billion wings.
Like, we got maybe 9 or 10.
We almost got 6s. The whole menu, yeah. Truly. Like, we really had so many orders of 6. It was insane. We probably had 70, like 80% of the menu, truly. Yeah. They were awesome. Like, I was so impressed. And then the next night, I actually liked them, I think, a lot more than Pat and Andy liked them the next night as well. This time, what really rubbed me the wrong way, a little dry rub joke.
Very good. Very good.
Was the fact that so many of the buffalo wings came out dry. And again, it's not a big deal to have to dip them yourself, but that kind of just pissed me off a little bit.
That's a sauce cohesion issue. That's a greasy wing issue to me. If stuff's not sticking.
I think it just was an effort thing. Because, yeah. Like, I don't think they tossed it properly. I don't even think it was, like, sauce that fell off it. I think it was sauce never touched part of the wings. That said, it is a wingstitution in Rochester. I give it an 8.25. So I did enjoy it. I would recommend it. Again, I would recommend specific sauces, kind of like Randy said, but
I mean, we couldn't get all of them, so we went with 4 that seemed pretty different from each other.
And the variety's great. They've got awesome variety and again, some really unique things that you can only get there. So, and the cheap beers, and they're a good price. They're not screwing you on the price like some places, so
yeah.
It's a good
second place. Highest rating.
Oh, really? What's the highest?
Randy just dragging it up to the top.
Yes.
Murph's was the highest. Okay. Murph's averaged a 9.
That medium buffalo is just so good at Murph's.
It is.
What is the buffalo with the extra medium? I know we shouldn't count that.
Here, quick rundown of, I don't know, what do you want, the top 5? Murph's 9, Windjammers 8.42. Maybe it should be Wingjammers. It's second place. Great American Wing Company, 3rd, 8.38. Yeah. So those are your real 3 studs.
And then was Merchants up there? Didn't that surprise us by being pretty, like, better than we thought?
Merchants got a 7.75. So the next one would have been Old Stone got an 8.
Okay.
Buoyed by our guests' vote.
Okay. That was a good outing. You know, I think second place is fair for this competition so far.
I would say for that outing, I would agree.
Yeah. I think, again, it is one of the best in Rochester. Mm-hmm. You got to check it out. So,
and like we've kind of said throughout all this, I mean, everywhere here is pretty much over a 7.25. These are all places that are known for being good. They're all going to give you a good something. And I kind of like that you're like, I like this place more than Pat and Andy. We differ on that.
And I don't like Murph's as much as you guys. Like,
but that's good, right? We don't want it to all be consensus. And these places have different styles, different kinds of sauces, and you know, the cohesion is turning out to be a big thing for me. If I look at my scores, like, it's all the places where you're getting a saucy wing that stays a little crisp. You know, it's less about like the meat on the inside, although that's important to me. I'm more about, give me the sauce that wows me, I guess.
Yep.
I'm getting soft in my old age. These sweet wings, Randy, they get to
so
me.
So many.
All right. Well, that does it for our review. Should we peeve and plug a bit?
Sure.
Yeah, I can start here.
Go for it.
Randy's coming in hot. Very I like rare. It. Usually he's researching his peeves and plugs while we go.
So I'll tell you the plug after the story, but the story is a Windjammer story. So this was, I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago for happy hour. A bunch of us went to Windjammers, go up to the bar, order a drink. My phone's buzzing. I look at my phone. It says call from mom cell. I'm like, oh, I'm at happy hour. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to answer it right now. So I click it, turn it off, put it in my pocket. Starts buzzing again. Look at it. It's my mom again. And she usually doesn't call like twice in a row. But again, I'm like, I can't be that important. Like, it's like 3:30 on a Friday, whatever. Turn it off. Third time. So I answer it. And she's like, hey. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Everything all right? She's like, yeah, what are you doing? Ignore my calls? I said, no, I didn't hear it ringing. She's like, well, I'm sitting at the table right here, and I can see you turning it off and putting it in your pocket. It was so funny, so I went over there and talked to her.
That's
so
funny.
Plug, answer your mom when she calls That's you. For funny. Sure on the second try, not don't wait till the third try.
She watched you look at
she
it.
She watched the whole thing.
That's amazing.
So that's a plug?
Plug. Be okay. Nice to your mom, I guess. Yeah.
All right. I mean, I got a couple.
I know.
So let's get after it. I got a couple car-based
He's
peeves.
Cheese. This guy's fired up.
Go for
I'm
it.
I'm fired up, let's man. So what? So, you know, some of my plugs and my peeves are all Costco connected. So one plug, the Champion sweatsuit that you can get at Costco.
Fashion Corner is back open.
Fashion Corner is back open. Amazing sweatsuit. Another plug for Costco is that they now sell chicken that is like spiced with the Chipotle seasonings, and I've been just buying it and throwing it into bowls and just eating it out of the bowl, and it's really good. It's probably just,
what is it, chicken breasts that you cook? Or
no, it's already cooked in these, what I think it, I think it's just like the rotisserie chickens they didn't sell that they just cut up and throw seasonings all over is my guess. But
how much is it?
It basically was like maybe $12, and that was able to get me like 6 portions.
Oh, wow.
Okay. 680 gram portions.
And those are Rob, well, those are Rob portions too.
They're not huge, but like 5 or 6 portions, like it's like that's dinners for me. Like that's the protein I'll have for like with a meal. So, and it's, you don't have to like cook stuff. It's just, it's an easy, you know, and I also will buy, this is kind of gross, but I'll buy like canned chicken, just throw it in a bowl and just eat that too. So
we do that sometimes.
This is much better than that. So
yeah, I would guess.
I'm going to slide in with a peeve here though. Wegmans, you don't get nearly that much at Wegmans for 12, because I've tried to get pre-made chicken now, and it's outrageous how much it costs now.
So. And they'll take the meat. You can also just get the rotisserie chicken, like stripped from the chickens there at Costco as well for a decent price. But so those are a couple plugs, but here's a peeve. And this connects back to an earlier peeve, was the Costco Tire Center sucks. Yep. It's the worst. So if you know Costco, you can go like
to I've been around long enough to have experienced the full cycle of the Costco Tire Center.
Rob recommended it to me.
Used to be the greatest thing.
It used to be amazing. The deals are good. You get free rotation. So I brought it in for a rotation. So I go into the left where the customer service is in the tire place, and the lady that's like, the signs the receipt. She's like, you can't go in here. I go, I'm just here for the tire. She's like, nope, you got to check in. I'm like, what the? So I had to go back in. I had to go into the store. I had to beep in, walk through the store, back around to the tire spot. So I was already in a pissed off mood. I had an eye exam appointment set up for 2 hours after the tire rotation. So I drop off the key to the woman that Randy knows exactly who I'm referring to that works there.
I do.
She's like, it'll be an hour to an hour and a half. I'm like, okay, that's perfect. That's more than enough time to get to my eye doctor appointment, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'll just sit. I brought a book. I was hanging out, reading my book, chilling out in Costco, walking around, did some shopping.
Eating a hot dog.
Bumped into our friend Heidi and her father-in-law, chatting up with those two, you know, whatever. Needless to say, it took over 2 hours. And I think the reason it didn't take longer was that I stood in front of the glass and just stared at them.
Psychopath.
Like a psychopath for about 25 of those minutes at the end to be like, what the hell is going on here, guys? You gonna, my car's up there. Don't see anybody putting tires on it. Like, And then when the guy must have known I was pissed, he's like, oh yeah, also just one more thing, like, it was kind of a while since you got a rotation, so just, you know, get it sooner next time. I'm like, yeah, okay.
So I can wait another 2 hours.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So Costco tire sucks. And then I'll give another oil. Here's another oil connected peeve.
Through the car. You're connecting the oil to the
or
tires.
Like oily
through
wings.
The car, right?
This is a car. Yeah, the oil wings. No, there's another car peeve. I brought my car in to get an oil change from a place. I'm not going to say the place. It's a place I've gone before. And it's
Costco.
It's not Costco. So I brought it to this place the last time I got it. It's a full synthetic oil change. To do it yourself, it'll cost like probably $45 to $50. So this place would charge like $67, which is a good deal. I brought it in and I was like, hey, can you just take a look at my battery too? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. So I'm like, okay. So I go to pick it up. And it was like almost $160. I'm like, I was like stunned. I'm like, wait, it's like $100 more. He's like, well, yeah, it was like an hour of labor. I'm like, this car was here for like 25 minutes. Like, how is that an hour of labor? But I was kind of like, I kind of put it on myself to not ask what they were going to charge to check out the battery. So part of me was like, that's on me for being an idiot. Like, I should have just asked. And he's like, oh, we also filled up your bug juice, so there's an extra few bucks. I'm like, what? Like, you're charging me extra money for, like, wiper fluid when I've got, like, 4 gallons in my basement? I could just throw it in there and not pay $5 extra? Like, what the hell is this?
Does also, insiders call it bug
juice? I was going to say, nobody calls
that's
it
what
bug juice.
I called the orange drink at McDonald's growing
well,
up.
The guy, I think, realized I was, like, stunned because he complimented how clean my car was. And he kept saying that. He's like, I've never seen a car this clean in my life. I'm like, yeah. It's clean. I'm like, oh, he just wanted me not to rage out, I think. So
you go home and stew about it,
stewed
right?
All get weekend furious. Long. And then I called it on Monday. I go, hey, man, like, I'm like, I brought my car in last week. You charged me like over $150 for an oil change. Like, he's like, okay, let me look it up. And he's like, okay, I see that. He's like, yep. He's like, we'll give you your next oil change for free. I'm like, okay. But the point is, I can never trust that place ever again. If they're going to screw me like that on that, like, what are they going to do for a brake job or like a, you know, a muffler issue or something? Like, I just can't trust a place that's going to pull that kind of BS.
Except they did say they'd made a mistake. And
I don't think they did make a mistake. I think that that's what they would have done if I hadn't called in. They weren't going to refund me unless I called and complained. Like,
right. But maybe was it the exact same guy? It was probably a different
guy, I
think
it was like the owner or something. Yeah. It sounded like somebody who was higher up. And I'm like, the fact that somebody's going to try to screw me like that, like, I just don't trust that place anymore. That's why I'm not putting – they didn't help me out there at the end when I complained. So I'm not putting them on blast. I don't want to get all the
well, that's what
the
you
plate
want
pal
to happen, right?
Army
you want
on their butts.
To get your money back. Well, you have to go back for that free oil change, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So you are going back.
One more time.
One more.
I mean, if you know what I'll do? I'll fill up the bug juice
Hamilton
before I go
plug?
In there.
I like a good
but it's
Hamilton
one last
plug.
Time.
So okay, so that's up. my peeve and my plug. Andy, what do you got?
I was going to save this for the next episode, but because you're talking about Costco, I think I've already talked about this, but we got him on vacation, and I got to go to Costco and do our shopping the other day. So I was like, I'm going to go try out like a dessert at the food court or just maybe get a hot dog because they're a dollar or whatever. But that place was slammed, so I didn't want to wait in line. So I ended up buying a 6-pack of the blueberry caramelized cheesecake croissant.
Whoa.
One of the greatest foods I've ever eaten. Have you guys
from
have you
Costco?
Seen this? Have you heard about this?
No.
I don't like cheesecake.
It's like fake cheesecake. It's like the kind that's in a cheese Danish. It's,
oh, okay. I kind of like
so
that, actually.
Good.
Are those
more,
like
more
little,
yellow than white, Rob.
I kind of like that.
Are those like little cups kind of?
They're like they're like the expensive kind of muffin kind of holders,
yeah.
You know, that like peel apart. Have you not had them?
No.
They're incredible. It's like eating dessert.
Is this
and the whole thing though? Is like sprayed with like sugar water. The whole thing is like glistening. And the bottom is like caramelized on the bottom. They're so good.
I love Costco. I can never be mad
at them.
Is
this our flavor town, Andy?
When you get it next time, when you go to Costco, will you buy these? And we'll just eat. We should eat them on the pod. They're so good. If you like any type of Danish in the morning, this is like that. But they also have like, we used to eat this thing. It was a Sara Lee frozen dessert. My mom used to buy them anytime we had company. It was a butter streusel coffee cake.
Okay.
And they came in a box and you put it in the oven for 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And they have the little crumble, the butter streusel crumble.
I think we got that too.
So these are they taste like that.
So unimpressed.
No.
He's like, we got it too. You're not.
That's not what I meant. I meant like I think I know what you're talking about. I think the coffee cake.
I didn't take it as you being.
But I also think Randy was subtly bringing up that we still haven't yet done Flavortown.
I was also hoping this was Flavortown. So also, Rob, while you're doing this, Andy, Rob sent a thing out.
Podcast with your eyes closed. I'll prepare it.
Rob sent a thing out for Groupon, and I think we got it. So we're Costco. I'm pretty sure we're Costco members now.
Ooh, sounds like so. You're I can not also sure, get though, those. Still.
No, I told Laurel if she wants it, she could get it, and I'm hoping she did.
Eyes are closed. Yes.
Eyes are closed.
Good. 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 All right. Hold on.
We can still talk even though our eyes are closed.
Yes. So I'm cutting up this Flavortown.
Costco has great baked goods.
So last, say that. Last time I went to Costco, the line was like maybe what you saw, Andy. It was all the way back to like the freezer section.
To get in or to get to check out?
To check out.
I'm moving Randy's hand. Randy, flip your hand over. Like rotate it 180 degrees. Below you is your paper towel with two sections of today's flavor.
I feel like that's a magic trick. All right. Oh. Okay.
Rob, I'm pushing it towards your hand.
Got it.
You've got the paper towel.
Is it all one type of
thing? There are two triangular things that I cut for you.
All right.
I have it on good authority that you guys know what this is. You've had it before. So I'm wondering if you can guess exactly what this is. For those of you not hearing at home, the theme song just started playing in our headphones. That's why Rob started dying laughing. It's not anything weird either. It's actually delicious what this is.
So,
and I know you've had it before.
I know you've had this exact thing before.
It tastes like...
I want to hear from Randy first.
One of those Stella Artois cookies.
Stella Artois, the beer company?
That...
I know what it is.
Stella Dora? You know the cookies?
I do not know Stella Dora. This is not Stella
Artois? Stella Artois?
They're like chocolate round cookie, or they're round cookies.
It's with a
like
Belgian amber ale
with like a thing of chocolate. I'm going to show you the Stella Dora. Any other thoughts?
Rob thinks he knows what it is.
I definitely know what it is.
Fudgy. I know I'll know it once I hear it. Are they both different or the same?
They're all the same.
Do you want me to say it?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Rob.
The burger cookies compliments of Heather.
That's right. Heather sent me a nice thank you note, and Christy for hosting the Comfy Crawl and sent us a package of the burgers cookies. We ate them so fast that I had to freeze two and hide them from my children so that we could try them. They're delicious. They taste
so good.
The frosting tastes like, in a good way, store-bought frosting that you get on a yellow cupcake with chocolate frosting, but it's like a better version. Denser. Yeah, it's like homemade. I brought one for me to eat, too.
It's like the black and white cookies, kind of, but like... All right, just chocolate fudginess.
Here's the cookies I was thinking of. Stella Dora.
Stella.
You guys have never seen these
before? That's an ad for DoorDash.
I...
That's that classic move when you like go to show someone a picture and your phone turns off. They're like, it's off, you idiot. Like you're the biggest dummy in the world.
These are the ones they tasted like.
Oh, yeah. I know those.
But they have... My mom used to get these all the time. They have like these things.
Randy's mom has come up four times on the pod this week.
Oh, Randy, oh, those? A bunch of live eyes or something comes up.
Mistake.
Okay.
I give up. I'll show you after.
Okay, and then one last thing.
Okay.
I want you guys to taste these. You heard about these. I told you. You heard about that?
I heard about that.
Christy and I were at Walmart the other day. You can open your eyes, Randy. Oh. I talked about these. These are the... There is three new M&M flavors. These are the lemon meringue flavor. So get that chocolate out of your mouth. These are lemon meringue M&Ms, and the center is crispy. And I think they are fantastic.
They do taste like lemon meringue.
Isn't it crazy?
They're really good.
They are really good.
They're really good. They're light because they've got the crispy thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if these are Easter flavors, but there's lemon meringue pie. Cherry chocolate cupcake, which sounds great, but I bet isn't as good as you think. And the other one was peanut butter cinnamon roll, which is probably good, even though that's two flavors I would have never thought to combine.
Yeah.
But the lemon meringue, it tastes it's just like it. It's very light. It's not fake, science-y sweet. It's good.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah.
Recommend.
Great flavor town.
Thank you, Heather, for sending in this week's Flavor Town.
So good.
I hope the whites are looking white and the, you know, laundry's folded up nice this week.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I think that wraps up another killer app. Keep talking, eating, and dipping that dry wing into that medium sauce.